documentary, CineQuest Film Festival Viewer Voice Award, and a few others. So it's, I've been pretty happy with it.
Now, how would you best describe Freedom from Despair?
Well, it's the untold history of communist Yugoslavia. It follows the life story of my father, who was persecuted as a child for being a Catholic Croatian by the totalitarian regime. And it follows his life-threatening escape to the United States and then how he tries to help as an American activist to help his homeland in the 1990s at the break of war in Yugoslavia. And it shows us what we didn't see here in the American media as far as the first Bush administration and their business ties to Yugoslavia and why they didn't want to help Croatia as a fledgling democracy because of business interests in Yugoslavia and keeping Yugoslavia together. So it's definitely what we didn't see here in the media, and it's kind of follows his story, but on a broader perspective, the untold history of communist Yugoslavia.
Well, one thing I have to hand it to you, you brought a really good group of people on board with you, and joining us in the studio as well, he does the narration. We have John Savage, who I've been a fan of for, God, ever since Inside Moves.
Thank you very much.
But now, how did you get involved with the production, John?
My agent called me and said, "Listen, I've been patient with these people. Call me, and it's a student film, and we just want to be polite." I don't think I said. He said it has to do with Croatia and the war, and I said, "I'm going. I want to be a part of it. I want to do anything I can." I was in Italy before and after the war, making films, co-productions, and Italian co-productions, and working in Croatia, in Hungary, in Russia, and doing films that were, 10 years before their time, by young people. And we knew the news there. We saw the BBC news. We saw news about Brenda's dad, because there were filmmakers taking pictures of demonstrations at the White House, never got on TV in this country. And I never understood that. I was heartbroken when that war broke out because I saw people, really hopeful, young people, that thought, there was intermarrying between countries, there was, the democracy was falling, everything was changing, there was hope, and we were making movies with these people. And the next thing you know, there's a war. And there was such a fabricated story made up as to why there was a war. And I really was heartbroken. I was heartbroken for even more when I came home and I realized that no one had any true news. And when I found out that this student was making a film, I wanted to do anything I could to be a part of it.
There's a very telling line in the film, and Brendan, maybe you can tell us about this, but one of the voices says, "The night ate you alive." Tell me about that.
That was a famous saying in the former Yugoslavia that if you did anything, said or did anything to go against the communist regime, basically you would disappear in the middle of the night. And that happened to about 750 Catholic priests just after World War II alone. And the span of communist Yugoslavia went for about 50 years, so you can imagine how many people disappeared or were killed in mass graves or sent to concentration camps. And that never got to the West because of the West ties with Tito, who was the dictator in Yugoslavia.
So, Brenda, how is it that you came to find this story? Did you just wake up one morning and think, I'm going to ask my dad what it was like growing up? Or did he one day come up to you and say, I have this story that about your culture? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Well, when I was 10 years old was when I first started witnessing his passion. I went to the demonstrations with my parents in Washington, D.C., and so I kind of grew up with that fight for freedom, that fight for justice inside of me, but never really understood it until about 2 years ago when I think my father had a little bit too much wine and he was having a party with some friends and started bragging about how he risked his life to escape Yugoslavia as a 17-year-old. And that was the first time I'd ever heard that story, and I said, oh my God, this sounds like, sounds like an epic movie. I gotta find out more about this. And then that's when I asked him to sit down with me and tell me his story, and it was very emotional for him to actually tell someone his whole story for the first time.
Well, I really have to hand it to you because most people, young people, they're more concerned about, what they can do at the mall or, go down to the beach or what's on TV, and you're actually taking, putting your effort into letting people find out really what happened.
What's inspiring is that there's, there's young people I'm getting to work with, like Brenda, but Brenda's father probably felt that he failed And yet, you know, I see people like Brenda, or even young people from Serbia, who they didn't get any news. I'm just talking about the source of the problem,
mm-hmm.
was the center of finance, which people in this country, we don't realize it still exists.
Mm-hmm.
And it will continue unless individuals like Brenda, small communities like Croatia is small, but it's a beautiful culture, and beautiful history and great history, a part of the history of our European history, actually. Europe is not just Germany and France. I mean, you've got the basis of history in that part of the world, of Western history, Western culture. And money rules our media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got no news and no real breaking stories about where it relates to where we came from as far as being Western civilization. This has got to change, I think, you know, because we're losing our history. We're losing our children in a way. It's being eaten up in a different way. You know, Croatia went through, it's still going through the structure from the Nazi regime. There aren't any Nazis in Croatia. I mean, that's a lie that came out. And you know, there's no arms. There's no army. There's nothing. They had no power to attack any other part of the Yugoslavian.
Yeah, during the war.
They were left in camps that were supposedly protective camps by the United Nations that left them to be slaughtered by Serbian militia groups, not necessarily an army, but the militia groups with Milosevic. And a lot of the young people in Serbia didn't get the news. They didn't understand what was going on. And the young folks that run the United Nations Film Festival, they're good friends of mine, and they're Serbian. They're young, like Brenda. This country is, you know, we take so much for granted once we get this tremendous amount of freedom to just keep, we have a wealth that's actually going, we're going to choke on our wealth if we're not careful. I think we got to back off a little bit and support the cultural and, you know, differences and the history, or we'll be sending our boys to war again. The wars that, you know, we're financing are wars of private, you know, sector groups. I'd like to encourage the growth of democracy all over the world. I saw it in South Africa, but you notice that was a peaceful growth, pretty peaceful, because the groups that were involved in South Africa were willing to sacrifice or work with each other to grow and avoid civil war to keep peace. We don't get that part of the story. Power rules, but so do people, if we just take the initiative. So I am very proud to have worked with this young woman.
And this young woman, this director, she's a producer, writer, editor, even. Brenda, is it Brusek? I keep mispronouncing it, don't I?
Berkusik.
Oh, there you go. Brenda Berkusik. And the name of the film is Freedom of Despair. And if you'd like to see this film, it's going to be at the Artifice Film Festival. It's this Saturday, and that's April 23rd. It starts at 8 p.m. It's at the Egyptian Theater. And just to let everybody know, the film stars Michael York, John Savage, Bieta Pozniak, and Denis Kucinich.
People of Croatia.
Oh. Croatians unite. Was Denis Kucinich, is he Croatian as well?
Croatian-American, yeah.
Well, now,
he should be our next president.
Now, he got involved because he's really into peace and freedom and helping the little guy, right?
Yeah.
He's a brilliant man.
Was it a tough sell to get him on board?
No, I went, you know, when he was on his campaign 2 years ago, he was here in Los Angeles.
It was a very good campaign.
He was here in Los Angeles, and I went to one of his fundraisers to try to meet him and tell him about the film and ask him to be a part of it and to give his perspective as someone who was in the government during that time. And he said yes, so it was pretty thoughtful of him.
So in addition to having, you got all this old footage, I don't know how you got that, but then also you have reenactment, which is kind of unique for a documentary, isn't it, to have a reenactment. Where were you going to film school?
I went to Chapman.
Oh, you went to Chapman. Now, when you took on this project, did it just kind of keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger?
Exactly.
How long did it take you to make this film?
From pre-production to post, probably 2 years.
I hope you got an A.
Yeah. But I was going to school full-time and working part-time and doing this basically at night and getting 2 hours of sleep and you know during all of it. So that's how I got it done.
Now, you actually went back to Croatia to do some of the film?
Yeah, some of the interviews with the political prisoners and the priests and the reenactments shot in Croatia on location, actually in my father's home where he grew up.
Yeah, one thing that was so amazing is when you, some of the other things, this anti-state element, that people were persecuted because they were believed to be anti-communist. And tell me about this wonderful character in the film, Tito.
Oh.
What a guy, huh?
Yeah, and it's interesting because there's never, as far as I know, been a film made about Tito that shows, films made about Tito have been what a great guy he was, what a liberator he was. He defeated fascism single-handedly. He, was a friend to the West, but in reality, he was no better than the fascists because he was doing the same thing to his people that he fought against.
Mm.
So it's kind of this hypocrisy about him that you see in the film, because people never heard about his concentration camps, the mass graves that his secret ordered his secret police to kill anyone who went against the communist regime. And I'm talking just second graders, were labeled as anti-state elements.
So do you think this would be a nice stepping stone for you to do a feature film?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
I do. That's what I'm working on.
What do you
on
think,
now.
John? Does she have what it takes to do a feature?
That's why I'm here.
Well, I got to talk to you because the carnival thing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You're great in that.
Thanks.
What do you attribute to your longevity? Just getting a little bit off topic.
I'm inexpensive.
You're inexpensive?
I just love to work.
Yeah.
I eat here.
I mean, when you did such a memorable film that when I saw The Deer Hunter, it just ripped me up. But you've had really, such a good career with the work that you've done.
Thank you. I just love working with the right, for the right reasons when I can, and
mm-hmm.
the right people. And when the opportunity to travel came up because of the success of...
Oh, you got to go to Croatia?
I worked with the Croatians. I worked with co-productions with Italy, and there were, as I said, intermarriages, that
mm-hmm.
were already beginning, and people looked forward to the independence of all of the different countries within what we call Yugoslavia, which is not a country, and it was formed like the Mideast by Western nations after the First World War or Second World War, I can't remember.
Well, let's take a little break and we'll be right back with Brenda Perkusik. Brenda Perkusik and John Savage. Talk away. And you're listening to KXLU Los Angeles. The program is Center Stage every Tuesday night. We love to talk about film, and stay tuned. We've got an extended show this evening. We're on until 9 o'clock. Love us or hate us, you're going to have us until 9 o'clock. And tonight we're talking about Freedom of Despair. If you'd like to go see this film, it is going to be playing this weekend. What did I do with that little postcard, Brenda?
It's this Saturday at the Artivist Film Festival at the Egyptian Theater, 8 p.m., and we're going to have a...
Oh, that's at American Cinematheque, right? They're doing
yeah.
a special...
And we're going to have a...
You guys got a plug at World Fest this weekend.
We did?
Yeah. And I never realized that there are a lot of hot women that go to these, events, And it reminded me of the film. Did you ever see Rod Steiger in the Illustrated Man? It's so funny because he talks about he meets this gypsy woman and she puts all these tattoos all over his body, and they move and everything. And so when you look at his body, you see these images. And he has this line in the film that he just was hoping to hook it up with his gypsy, and so he let her draw all these images on his skin, and now he can't find her because he wants to find her and kill her because it's an interesting film, good book as well. But I never realized that. I think I'm become a tree hugger.
Well, if you want to come this Saturday, Dennis Kucinich is flying in just for the festival. We're having a panel discussion afterwards with him and John Savage and Beata Pozniak, myself. So
how'd you get Michael York on board?
Same way, through Ninad Bach, who was my composer on the film.
Oh, yeah, Ninad. Yeah. Last time you were on, he called.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he called. He called the station. But now, how long did it take you to make the film?
It was I'd say, like I said, 2 years from start to finish with, you know, going to school full time. But and just doing, basically working on this at night. Instead of sleeping, I would work on this.
So now what are you just out promoting the film? Is that all you're doing now?
Yeah, we've been doing film festivals and now going into distribution soon. I have 3 distributors who are asking about it, so that's to make some decisions.
How awesome for John to hang out with you and do this. Because he's a busy guy.
The other way around.
Oh, really? You're hanging out with... Is she hanging out with you?
No, I don't know. I'm glad to be a part of it. I hope there's more stories like in the Middle East. Croatia's, I think, the Yugoslavian war, hundreds of thousands of people died. Hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, let me say that again. Hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, just in looking at, they had 720 priests abducted. They became like the disappeared.
But
they never really talked about that here.
We did our best at the end to save and prevent it from continuing. And the wonderful story of the pilot who was shot down and was saved by his own men. The oil that's going to be piped out of Serbia into Serbia from the line in, I think, the Ukraine, which they're going to be developing with American oil companies, will then be put on boats that'll be refined or diluted into a form of gasoline and sold at a higher price back in the countries that are right next door. There's the same story going on that's been going on, you know, for quite a while, and there's very little that anybody can do about it except perhaps influence your congressman or whatever. We have a large, a beautiful Croatian community. We have people from Poland in this country. We have a large community of people from that part of the world, and the history of our Western culture is really there.
Well, listen, we're going to have to move on. We're going to have to move because we have to bring up the next film. But
I really appreciate being here and just supporting.
Well, John, thanks for coming up, and Brenda, thanks for coming up and joining us, and best of luck with Freedom of Despair. And once again, it's going to be at the Artifice Film Festival on Saturday at 8 p.m., and that's at the Egyptian Theater. And I guess you can also go to the website, freedomofdespair.com.
Freedom from despair.
Freedom of despair. Freedom from despair. Well, do not despair. There's freedom in the air.
Thank you, Mark.